This Marketing Show. This week, we'll talk about virtual business strategies that are working right now, ideas you can use yourself in your business to make sure you're top of mind at point of need for the people you're trying to market to and ideally sell to. Now, Cheryl, before we get going, there's a stat I saw recently that I totally believe is true, and that is that in the last 2 months, we have adopted through technology what would have normally taken 2 years with this accelerated curve. Now, I know we're all trapped at home. I don't know about you, but I feel a little trapped. But it's forced me to use technology. And I got to tell you, I've seen more of my customers face-to-face through the screen. I've met their wives. I know their dogs. I know their kids' names. I know all the issues they have, which is fostering a relationship virtually that, candidly, I might not have had in olden times.
It's true. It actually does build your relationship with your customer. I told the story of, I helped redecorate a customer's apartment just because, I was able to see inside of it. So I think originally when all of this kind of happened, and it did happen very quickly, we started to see and we started to recommend that clients switch their strategy from being a very selling, sales-oriented objective into something that's more supporting. And that's even gone further as the weeks have passed. So as an example, everything that could possibly go online has gone online. I think the biggest shift has been in education. So that industry has almost completely moved online, more so than any other industry. We have the fitness industry, which also has launched like in-home training courses. I know you've been participating in those, Rick.
Obviously, you can tell, right?
Concerts, karaoke, theater. People are setting up virtual webcams inside of zoos so that you can observe. That was actually one of my son's projects, was to observe these different animals in their natural habitat. Beauty companies are releasing Q&As on how to use their products. So they're not just supporting, they've actually gone beyond that to release content that potentially would probably not be free to their customers otherwise.
You say that, and we partnered with our customers because, we're all only as strong as our customers, to offer our LinkedIn to Win training bootcamp to their customers. And in the month of April, we had over 800 people attend our LinkedIn training programs. Now, I have an old saying that I repeat often, that success leaves clues, and that's absolutely a must in today's virtual selling arena. Another thing we're seeing working right now, because this is what we want to try and do for you on this marketing show, is we're seeing a lot of webinars happen right now. And there's a good reason why. It's because we're seeing the attendance through the roof. And I'm telling you, unheard of numbers. And the other advantage to doing a webinar right now, where traditionally we used to have like a 2 month runway, hey, we got to get the ads out, we got to secure. We're seeing like a 2 week runway right now with phenomenal attendance. And I know, Cheryl, you want to talk about taking maybe a webinar away from a series of slides and slide slapping somebody with your product, your features, your story, and share with them maybe what we're doing around virtual events right now. They're a little different, but getting a lot of attention and positive feedback.
Well, certainly webinars are fantastic. Zoom events, whatever you want to call them, very effective. We're seeing more and more of them pop up, and I'm seeing more and more comments about how people are sick and tired of the same kind of presentation every time they attend. So with that, I encourage everybody to be very creative in how they put their content together. I've used these three descriptive terms before, but engage, inform, entertain. Those are the three objectives, no matter what content you're producing, and that can pretty much be applied to anything. So think outside of the box. What can you do to creatively deliver your message and have some fun? So be human. We've done things like incorporate live music. We've had stand-up comedians. We're doing an event coming up next Friday where we have a live DJ that's going to be performing at the beginning, throughout, and at the end. So just think of ways that you can, not just give information and knowledge, but also put a smile on everyone's face.
Which I know you do every week in this show, Cheryl. It was about 20 years ago, and I started my sales training business, Southwind.com. And I'm standing there with my boombox at the time, probably a Bon Jovi tune ready to go. And a guy said to me, hey, why should we hire you as our sales trainer for our corporation? I said, because I'm a entertainer, okay? And I think there's a big difference in terms of what some are doing to entertain, that little element that separates you from the rest. For example, Cheryl, you mentioned the comedian acts we're using, some of the, tasteful, by the way, folks. Yeah. Okay, not too far off topic. But we've got one client that's using an NHL celebrity to attract people into their brand. And they're talking about overcoming adversity with a Q&A session type of thing. It's all about elevating your brand. Now, here's another idea that I think you've done very well in terms of our upcoming small business survival show in London, Cheryl. And that is we're not just talking about digital marketing. But you brought in people like a financial person that can talk to government grants. You brought in an HR person that can talk to, you know, how to deal with sensitive issues right now with people. Now, what I think our viewers could do, you could do, is maybe don't focus just on your product or service offering, but bring in other people, because if the people don't want the apple you've got, maybe they want the banana, right, the pineapple or whatever. And at the end, they got to walk through your souvenir shop before they go.
Well, the idea is that you want to be the resource or knowledge center for your customers' questions, whether it's directly relating to your service or product. It really doesn't matter anymore, or at least for right now. So how can you partner? And I just, you know, we keep talking to our customers about the same thing. Partner, partner, partner. This is about collaboration. Another trend, I guess, that I'm seeing a lot of, and mostly with some of the larger brands, but we're seeing a lot of brands that are actually officially making statements encouraging people to stay away from their establishment, which has never, ever happened in the history of any of these brands. McDonald's went so far as to take their golden arches, and everyone knows the golden arches, and they've separated them for the time being. So that's a bit of an extensive step that you could take. But also we're seeing companies, and we're recommending as well to our customers, to offer discounts to frontline workers. It's something that we're seeing a lot of. In fact, there's a bank in the States that's offering 20% return, I believe, on purchases that frontline workers are making. And they're also offering incentives to people that are purchasing items that can be used while self-isolating. So those are some other ways that they're going beyond the supporting message, and they're actually doing even more for their customers and clients.
Yeah, and I was asked on another talk show, not as good as ours, of course, should people be selling right now? And I said, absolutely, right? But right now we're selling ourselves, maybe not our product and service, right? Sell yourself. What can you do to help people?
Yeah.
I got to tell people too that we've been, I won't say overrun, but the demand is significantly up in terms of people asking us to look at their website. Okay. In the virtual world. Okay. You and I are trapped at home right now. What are we doing? Right. We're sick of Netflix. We're on the computer, and we're finding a lot of people are looking at their website more right now in terms of its where they're positioned in terms of Google rankings, people searching. Do they want paid to race to the top? Have they got lead generation on their website? I mean, people are now are forced. And I talked at the beginning about this 2-year digital curve now has become 60 days. And yeah. People are going, whoa, what is our digital DNA look like? And how do we get a competitive edge so we get an unfair advantage over the other guys in our market? Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking to customers about right now. And I said it, I think, in the last show, I think if you're thinking of taking this step into a digital persona, whatever it is, I believe companies right now need to think about their agency partner like they're hiring a lawyer for a case they have to win. It's not a game anymore. It's a must right now, because we don't know how long this thing's going to be, and we've got to do it virtually.
Mm-hmm. And to your point on websites, the pain points of people's websites are becoming very obvious very quickly. And so I think that's getting people thinking. Plus, people have more time to pay attention to that kind of stuff, because they have to, because it's the only way to communicate. On that note, if you have any comments, any questions, any show ideas, email us anytime, engage@intucommunications.com. Don't forget to like our videos, share our videos, comment on our videos, and subscribe to our channel. And we'll see you next week.
I have one final question. Will Rick's online virtual training session get this microphone working next show, yes or no? Stay tuned and join us next week. I will do it. I will do it.